We are out this morning at the UT Dallas Comet Classic Golf Tournament at PGA Frisco. This tournament benefits the UTD Athletic Department. And with the wireless mic now, out talking to some of the golfers who are starting to arrive and whoever else he runs into is Gordo. Come in, Gordo.
Yeah, I'm out here at the driving range. Boy, this place is really nice. And the expanse that you can see from up at this vantage point, I can see for miles around. It's so beautiful. So I figured I'd talk to some of these guys. Do they all have caddies today or something?
They might.
Yeah. Seems to be lots of caddies around here, too. Wearing their vest and everything. I'll talk to this dude over here. How you doing, sir? This is the driving range, right?
That's correct.
What's your name?
My name is Brian.
Brian, what are you doing out here?
I am the driving range attendant.
Oh, okay. So these sacks of balls that you have a huge sack of balls.
Yes, thank you. It's not because we have a variety of balls to get with.
Yeah. Well, what kind of balls are these that we're looking at? These are leather pouches filled with different kinds of driving range balls.
And they have Titleist over here. Trophy ones, and here you have Titleist, TaylorMade, and Callaway.
Okay, do you have the Lady Titleist? That's what I hit.
No, we haven't got those in yet, Gordon.
You ever felt the lady's balls? The Lady Titleist balls?
No.
All right.
I hadn't had the opportunity yet.
Okay. Did you grow up around here?
No. I grew up in the Love Field area, but I live around here. Yeah.
Yeah, the Love Field, isn't that around Bluffview? Well, I don't know why that's funny, but we're having fun.
No, Love Field is right where the airport, Love Field.
Yeah,
Gordon.
Yeah. Bluffview. You know, that's where LBJ took the oath of office. Remember when Kennedy got killed?
Yeah.
And LBJ was his vice president?
Yeah. I remember that, but that was way down in downtown, dude. That wasn't it.
I thought it was a Love Field, but once again, don't know why that's funny. But, all right, so what are we doing here? We're looking at these guys that are teeing off. Are you seeing Nick? Look, that guy doesn't have a very good swing, does he?
Well, they all have good swings. I don't know. I'm a novice myself. I like bowling.
Uh-huh. More of a bowling guy?
I am a bowling guy, so.
Yeah, can't you, go to golf.com and print out a free coupon for bowling?
No.
Oh. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Brian.
Appreciate you. Your name is?
What? Oh, Gordon. My name's Gordon. I work for the ticket, the sports radio station here today.
Well, thank you, Gordon. Yeah. Nice talking to you.
Hey, it's great talking to you, too.
All right.
Well, you guys have great chemistry.
You give a shout out to anyone at Love Field? Once again, don't know why it's like that. But anyway, all right. Appreciate it, Brian.
What a great voice.
Yeah, he loves you.
Okay. All right. This guy. Oh, boy, he started sculling balls here. I'll go talk to him. How you doing, sir? Great. You out here for the tournament?
No.
Oh, what are you out here for?
We're just in from Charlotte.
Oh, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah, I've heard of it. So you're in from Charlotte. What are you doing here at the PGA of America headquarters?
We're just here on a business trip, just playing some golf.
Okay, you kept it very generic there. What's your name, sir?
What am I doing?
I'm Gordon with the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're broadcasting live here, covering this exciting event.
Got it. Well, there's three of us in from out of town. I don't know how exciting our event is, but we're just here doing some mini-year planning for work. And
generic.
Ask him if he's sculling balls.
Who do you work for?
We've got a small wealth management firm in Charlotte.
Okay. And so you decided you were in town for business, and you said, let's go see the new PGA headquarters.
Yep. Well, we've got one good partner that's a golfing fanatic that had heard about this place. I'd never heard of it, and so he set up the trip.
Uh-huh. So how's your swing doing this morning?
It's a little rusty.
Yeah, it looked like it was struggling there a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a little rusty.
That's all right. That's good. All right, well, go ahead and swing away. I'm going to cover this live for the radio.
Tell him about the Skull of Boz.
All right. Get the mic down there. Hey, look at that. That was pretty good.
That sounded pretty solid.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. What you hitting there, a sand wedge?
It's a pitching wedge.
Oh, pitching wedge. Okay, all right. And this guy's the golf fanatic right here next to you.
I don't know about that.
That's what I hear. Who's your favorite golfer?
Favorite golfer? I have absolutely no idea. Him, Steven.
No, it can't be that guy. He can barely golf. No, professional golfer.
Professional golfer? Good question. I don't have one. I don't know.
Were you a Tiger lover or hater?
I like Tiger. Tiger's fun to watch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about Justin Leonard?
He's fine. Justin's a good player.
Yeah.
No, you don't like Justin?
Nah.
He's from around these parts, right?
Yeah, but he's not that great.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. No, one guy on our radio station really loves him.
Does he? Yeah. Good player. Good guy, seems like. Yeah.
Yeah, take care. Well, what are you doing? You guys put money on this out here?
There's a little trophy to be had at the end of tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay. What kind of trophy?
Just a little thing we bought, playing for some pride.
Uh-huh.
Something to put in the office to show that you won for the year.
So what do you guys do? Just pop a gummy and then play 18 holes? What are you doing?
There's no gummies involved. But, yeah.
All right, stay hard.
Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate it. Are you with these guys?
Yeah, I'm just trying.
Ask him if you can hit a shot.
I want to know part of that.
Tell him you want to work on your iron game.
Oh, there's no way, dude. This guy's so bad.
He's not going to win the trophy.
Actually, he just hit it really well. Now, there's this other dude who kind of looks like Wilford Brimley who's out here.
Bingo.
And and he is worse than me, and I didn't think that was possible.
Tell him that.
No, I want to be encouraging to him. I'll go ask him. Hold on. Let me go out here. Ask him if people tell him they look like Wilford Brimley.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How you doing, sir? Gordon with the Ticket, the sports radio station here.
How's it going?
You got a great beard.
Oh, thank you. It's getting wider as my kids get older. So.
Anyone ever tell you you look like Wilford Brimley?
No.
You're the first. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the guy who advertises diabetes.
Yeah, that's
advertises diabetes.
Yeah, yeah, something like that and everything. How long you been playing golf?
Oh, on and off for, gosh, since I was in high school. Still no good.
And how old are you now?
40.
You're only 40?
That's it. 40 years old.
My goodness. Okay.
I got a 60-year-old's beard.
Yeah, well, no, it's a great beard, though. So on a scale of like 1 to 12.7 or so, how would you rate your golf game?
I'll give it a 7.
Really? You lie to yourself that badly.
Yeah. It should be higher, but...
Yeah, no. Well, you know how it is, anyway.
Generic.
Married with kids?
Married with kids.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Married with children.
So that's who you're escaping out here
that's
today?
That's exactly right. She's off in the spa, and kids are at home with grandma, so...
Oh, so they have a spa out here that the women's is...
Oh, yeah.
They want to go over there.
That's a smart way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see you take a swing here. What you hitting with?
Five iron.
That's a good choice. Okay. There's Wilford Brimley lining up. Okay.
That sounded good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That wasn't too bad.
Man,
did you intend to hit it there?
I caught a little fat, pulled it a little bit.
But yeah, pulled it a little bit. You're a pull hitter?
Hopefully we can straighten that out today.
Good.
Tell him we have to talk to Razor.
We have to talk to Razor next. You know who he is?
No.
Daryl Razor Ray from the Dallas Stars.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I'm from
yeah.
Houston, so.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Oh, you here for the game, the baseball game?
No. I'm here to escape kids.
Okay. All right.
You didn't care. You didn't care about baseball.
No, he doesn't. All right. Back to you guys.
All right. Way to go, Gordo.